There's a stigma attached to dementia diagnosis for those over 40, even though far fewer people actually develop the condition. This is Don Rush. An AARP survey found that stigma comes from a fear of loss of independence and how they will be treated by society. AARP's Sarah Lynns Locke, Executive Director of the Global Council on Brain Health.
You know, many of us know someone who has been impacted by dementia, but AARP research shows that most adults 40 and older don't know much about it, but their perceptions are very negative. They're afraid of emotional and financial suffering. They're worried that they'll lose independence and that they'll be isolated from society. And that those fears really can make a difference for themselves and their families, because it gets in the way of actually understanding there are things you can do to improve your quality of life if you have the disease, and certainly to reduce your risk so that you may not ever get it.
What kinds of things would we be looking at in terms of some kind of prevention or at least staving it off?
Probably maybe the most important is ongoing exercise. Learning how moving more can help your memory and your overall brain health. But eating right, engaging your brain, cognitively stimulating activities, restorative sleep, getting quality 7 to 8 hours of sleep on a regular basis every 24 hours, important. Managing stress. A lot of us have been dealing with challenges, especially with COVID, to reduce anxiety. And the final, which may be surprising to many, is be social. We found that social isolation actually increases your risk for dementia by 50%.
Now, one of the things you note is that half of adults believe they're going to get dementia, but that's far less, actually.
48% of respondents in our survey thought that it was at least somewhat likely that they would get dementia, and 66% thought it was likely they'd have cognitive decline. But it's nowhere near as common as people think. Your risk of getting dementia are around 11% for people over age 65. Now, the older you are, the greater your risk is. But even people who are 85 plus, the risks are closer to like 30%. And nowhere near the numbers reported in our survey.
So what about the stigma that's attached with dementia?
Younger people have a negative perception, more negative than older people. And healthcare providers have a more negative perception about it than their patients feel.
I guess there is a reluctance on the part of a large number of people to get some kind of dementia exam. And if so, when is that an important thing to do?
The sooner you start asking about it, the more likely you're going to be better off. And people are more comfortable getting a baseline than having an exam for dementia every year. But if you have those conversations early, the chance of doing something about it increases dramatically. And people are waiting far too long to have those conversations with their doctor. And if you get an early diagnosis, you can put plans in place that can improve your quality of life. And stigma, unfortunately, is getting in the way of people understanding that you can live with dementia. Some folks live with this disease for 20 years or more. So early planning really makes for a much better life.
Sarah Lynns Locke, Senior Vice President for Policy at AARP, and Executive Director of the Global Council on Brain Health. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.